乃至无老死，亦无老死尽，以苦其灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎得嘎得帕拉嘎得帕拉桑嘎得波利梭哈。现在要念诵功德本颂 Foundation of all good qualities。功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止，是乃道之根。然后精进恭敬成依止，唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清，世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习熟胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道侣皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
OK 啊 Can hear? OK OK so as usual so we do short meditation OK so both sit down try to sit in correct posture then after that do breathing meditation OK 2-3 minutes, OK、
和往常一样，我们先做一个简短的共修，先调整好自己的坐姿，然后呢，我们就观呼吸，大概观2到3分钟。
So then, next, so then, in front of oneself, visualize the golden throne. Then, on top of the golden throne, visualize the beautiful lotus. On top of the lotus, visualize Mundis. Upon the Mundis, then visualize Buddha Shakyamuni.
现在呢，我们观想在我们的前方虚空出现了一个金色的狮子座，那么座位上呢有一朵有一个盛开的莲花，莲花上面呢有个月轮，这个月轮上面就坐着本师释迦牟尼佛。
So again, visualize all these are real but not solid. like a matter of light, you know, just lively there, you know.
这样我们的观想呢，要越清晰越好。这本身呢的身体呢，是由光芒、金色的光芒所组成的，是一个很真实的，观想的越真实越好。
Okay, so with this visualization, then recite the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So then, while you're reciting, then possible, you know, thinking, making prostration to Buddha Shakyamuni, and making offering to Buddha Shakyamuni. Then after that, light rays come out from Buddha Shakyamuni. Enter yourself and other sentient beings and purify all our physical, mental suffering, then all the cause of the suffering are totally purified. So you can visualize like that.
接着呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的咒语7次。在我们念诵的时候呢，我们也可以观想，我们向本师释迦牟尼佛顶礼，做大顶礼，然后呢我们做大供养，然后呢接着本师释迦牟尼佛的真身就放出大光芒，这光呢就进入我们的身体，还有所有一切众生的身体，净化了我们身体上还有我们的心理上我们的意上所感到的痛苦和烦恼，即所有痛苦和烦恼的因，全部的一切都被净化了。好，我们一起念诵这咒语。他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈，他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈，他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈，他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈，他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈，他呀他。 타야 타 옴 무니 무니 마하 무나예 소
Then it's good to dedicate immediately. So by this chanting, doing meditation, whatever I collect virtues, may I quickly become like a Buddha Shakyamuni to benefit numberless sentient beings.
<coughs> 做了这样的观想之后，能给回向。我们这共修呢所积累的一些善的资粮啊，回向给我们能够证悟得释迦牟尼佛的佛果，利益无数无量的众生。
Just one question, if you have.
大家有什么问题可以先提问一道问题。有没有问题要问的？佛友，不是那个佛友有问题，是他有问题要问。安迪阿尼亚。
切啊！我问你不切哦，三恶道的苦哦，三恶道的苦很苦哎。然后那个畜生道哦，他说比较轻微啦。那个三恶道的苦很苦，畜生道的众生啊，他畜生道的众生比较轻微。但是海里面有一条大鱼哈、哦，他很受苦哎，他的身体很大哦，他每次给小鱼吃他的身体哦，吃到他的皮肤啊烂哦，烂了他就跑去石头那边磨他的身体，磨到流血。那你说我们投身在这条鱼这身上啊，我们就很惨了。所以我想林伯切啊，我们真的要清修哦，要静静的清修哦，要忏悔啊，要什么做功课，不然我们投身在三恶道很苦哎。那条鱼哦，像那条鱼哦，很大条哎，它不能游在海中间，它给那些小鱼子吃它的身体，吃到它的身体烂了哦，它就去石头那边磨磨磨磨到流血，流血，你说苦不苦？很苦哦。我们
所以你的问题是什么？
我就说我们很怕会投生在畜生道呢。
哦、OK、
嗯、很怕 投生在畜生道。
所以你的不是问题了。
不是问题啊，这不是问题啊。我们说希望林伯切说叫我们说啊、哦，怎么样不要投生在三恶道里面去啊，我们要做很多很多的功课啊，好像是忏悔啊，啊念经啊念咒啊这些哦，还有还要做什么好呢？比较好一点啊，因为我看那本书啊、哦，他说我们出生到会投生像那条鱼这样的呢，有可能的。
你看的是哪一本书？
我看的是《掌中解脱》。
掌中解脱、啊、，OK。嗯。OK。I narrate the story first. Okay, Rinpoche, we know that the suffering of three lower realms is indeed very terrible, and it is said that in comparison, the suffering of animal realm is lighter compared to hell realm, compared to which realm? I've forgotten.Hungry ghosts, hell realms. So animal realm is actually comparatively lighter. But even in animal realm, it is quite terrible because according to the book, Liberation in the Palm of the Hand, if you take rebirth in the animal realm, for example, take rebirth in the big ocean as a big fish, there'll be many small fishes eating up you, eating up your body, you know, bits by bits, small part by part. Then after that, your skin will rot somehow. I don't know why the skin rot. Then you have to rub it against the stones, the big stones and all this until it actually bleed. So indeed the suffering is very terrible. Then it says that if you take rebirth in the lower realm, most likely you will go to such places. So we experience great suffering. So how do we make sure that, or what must we do so that we will not take rebirth in the three lower realms? We say we must engage in purification, we must read sutra, chanting, do mantra, recitation, so on and so forth. So what must we really do actually? You got the question?
I'm thinking
你的问题很长了，前面很长很长。
A very good question, you know. Yeah.
这个问题问得很好。
Very good question. That's the question we should ask everyone oneself, you know. Every morning, every night, we should ask ourselves, you know.
其实这个问题呢，应该是我们每一个人每天早上醒来都应该问自己的，然后呢，每天晚上睡觉之前呢，也应该问自己。
So again, yeah, so all this again. I mean, answer could be here, foundation good quality, huh? Foundation good quality, answer can be there, can be understood. Answer is there already, you know? Like, what we have this life, you know? Quickly, decay, death will come. After the death, just like a shadow follow the body, the dissolved black and white karma follow.Finding form and definite conviction in this. So then, what we should do is, please bless me always to be careful, to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all the virtuous deeds. The answer is there, I think.
其实呢，这个答案呢，就你这个问题的答案就在我们的功德本颂里面，第三寄颂和有第四个寄颂，唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白夜诸果。所以我们要很了解我们的黑夜和白夜，事后跟从犹如影随行，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。
Answer is that.
所以答案就在这里。
So again, of course, this is a big question. You know, so again, big question is whether there is future life or not. You know, the big question is that whether there is future life or not. You know, so should ask oneself. You know, until you get conviction on that.Yes, there's future life, you know. Not the text said, but in your heart, we should get this conviction with the reason, logic, or whatever. Then conviction for future life is possible. You know, some kind of conviction is important, needed, you know.
这其实是一个很大的问题，其实这个问题呢，就他其实要问的就是我们到底相信不相信有没有未来生，所以我们该问自己了，然后问自己这样的一个问题，然后呢自己去找答案，自己去确定哦，到底有没有这个未来生。这个确定啊，找这个答案是自己在心里找，自己去分析去想的。比如说哦，在佛经上面呢，或者某一本书上讲哦，有未来生或者没有未来生，这样我们就相信了。而是呢，我们自己应该心里呢，根据理由根据逻辑呢去分析啊，去想，去思维，然后呢找到自己的一个结论。那找到这个结论呢，这个结论是坚定不移的结论，找到个定解的话，这样在我们心里呢，我们就可以确知哦，原来这个是对的，我们是可以根据的。这一点呢是非常重要的。
So you know, so how to explain that, you know, how to have this conviction, you know, or oneself, I'm talking about oneself.Think, oh, then until you get, oh, there's future life. Whether we have that or not, you know, that kind of conviction in the mind. We just say our future life is there, but whether you have so much conviction on that or not.
所以呢，我们该如何解释这个未来生？怎样获得这个坚定不移的信解？有这个未来生，怎样有这个信解？这不是外面的问题，或别人目的，或者是书本上讲的，而是我们自己本身的问题。我们怎么样自己确定这未来生？就讲哦，哎呀，有未来生嘞！佛里讲未来生，不是光靠这个用嘴巴来讲的，因为嘴巴来讲的是不可靠，而是我们在心里真的是分析了，然后真的是去想了、思维了，就真的是确定、肯定哦。有这个未来生。
So like that, whether we just, you know, I mean, just after this life, then there's, you know, after we die, that's it, you know, no more life. Or there's another life, you know. So this big question and need to find out.
所以呢，究竟是不是我们这一生过了之后呢，就什么都没有了，还是会有下一生，下一生继续下去？这是一个很大的问题啊！就是如果你是佛教徒的话，你要问问自己，你自己有没有答案？
So this is a big, very, very big question, you know, for every one of us, you know, to find out the answer, you know, finding, think that, and find out the answer, you know, whether just this life or there's the future life, you know, must ask every day, every time, until we get the correct answer, you know.
所以呢，这是个很大的问题，所以这是我们每个人呢都应该要问的问题，就要问自己的问题，不是问别人，是问自己的问题啊。然后要靠自己呢去寻找，到底呢是不是只有这一生，这一生完了就没有了，还是有下一生？所以这个问题不只是问一次而已啊，我们要每天都问自己啊，每天或者是有空的时候，无时无刻这样去问自己，直到自己哈、啊、找到了这个答案，自己很肯定、很肯定，100%找到这个答案。
Good, so this is the best question to ask oneself and finding the answer. You know, I mean, not from the text. The point is from your heart. Yes, there is the future life.Some kind of, from your heart, you get some kind of belief there, you know. Yes, definitely, yes, you know. From the heart, understanding from the heart is the extremely important. So,
所以呢，我们应该时时刻刻这样问自己这样的问题，直到自己呢找到答案为止。所以呢，这个时候有来生或者没有来生呢，并不是我们在法本上看到，或在课本上或佛经上看到他讲有，不是别人讲的，也不是佛陀讲，而是自己呢从心底去找这个答案呢，去分析去了解，然后呢找到答案之后呢，从心底深信有这个未来生，因为呢你对未来生已经有了深切的了解。所以你肯定他肯定会来，好，这一点呢是非常重要的。
What do you think? This question is important or not?
你们认为这个问题重要吗？你相信哈 ？She believe that there is a past life, present life, and future lives.
I'm talking about your own past life, your future life. You know.
啊，你自己的，你要相信你有自己的过去生，自己现在就是还有你自己的未来生。Yes.
So how you can say yes?
为什么你说有呢？所以你是开心，所以你才相信了。所以你是因为你儿子讲的话，所以你才相信了。Is because she came to ABC. Because before that, that's why she comes to ABC and she feel it. Because before that, she doesn't believe in it. Before that, she's more of Taoist. So because her son brought her to ABC. So at first, when the son brought her to ABC, she wasn't so happy. But after that, after listening and attending all this ABC activities, she become happier. And she find that whatever her son told her and whatever that's said in the book that she read, the Buddhist book that she read, they are true.
Okay, she have her own good reason. Yeah, very good.
所以你有自己的理由了。
Other people have any good reason?
其他人有没有自己的好理由？share 了，不要害羞。为什么你相信有来生？来。
how you believe yourself, that's the future life, and definitely that's future life. We have subject conviction on that or not?
你怎么相信呢？你怎么确定？你肯定会有来生。
I'm not talking. I'm talking your own future life. You know.
你自己的，你自己的未来生，你将确定你自己肯定下一生你会再投生。不是不是不是你下生好还是不好？你将确定相信你有下一生，你自己会有下一生，不管你下生是好还是坏。
The question should ask yourself this more effective, not just asking about the future life. No, it's not much.
Auntie Lin,
ah, Lin 博士，您好。因为我相信有来生，是因为我小的时候，我的父亲那时候，有跟我说，我出世的时候，会照顾到他老。但是那个是我婆婆讲的，那我的爸爸不开心，因为他查我的八字，跟他有相克，要把我送给别人。但是我的祖母，我的外婆又不肯，为了我，他们两个就吵架了，他们两个很不开心，也是为了我，又外婆又把我留下。他说我对这个家很好，但是我的爸爸又说会克到他，对他不好。但是我婆婆说，如果我留住我的爸爸，我的要我送给人，我的外婆就回去中国。所以在卡住之间，他就把我留下。所以我相信我应该是有前世有来生，不然为什么我的婆婆会这么的维护我，一定要把我养下来。但是他跟我爸爸讲，我19岁之后，他就明白为什么要养我。在我19岁的时候，真正我的父亲半身不遂，但是嫂嫂他们照顾他，因为他很不开心，所以就要用到我。在那个时候，我爸爸才讲跟我外婆的苦，他们的结就是这个。后他生病了，他就一直很不好意思的对我外婆忏悔，所以我相信一定有今世有来生，不然为什么外婆威慰了我，而跟我爸爸有结缘，对吗？所以我但是我在我的外婆，在我小的时候，我的外婆一定要叫我去找我的上司，但是我又不懂什么叫上司，我到处找，以为是那种神棍啊，什么只要是上司我就去。
你的外婆是佛教徒啊？
我的外婆不是的，她是中国人呢，是好像那种少数民族，但是她没有跟我讲她是哪里。
哦，她是少数民族，
应该是。他不懂，但是他就跟我讲，因为我一定要去找到我的上司，我才可以活长一点。我如果找不到我的上司，我在40岁我就断掉了。
40岁就断掉了。
所以来来去去哦，就是有这个程序，我学到佛，我才相信一定有因果这个东西，不然我不可能会这样。是吗？请问林博士，这是不是问题呢？会不会是信心在促使我学佛
？OK, here is her story. it's a very long story. It's a life story. It's about when she was young. When she was born, she was young. The father actually wanted to give her, Auntie Lin Hua, give her to another family, because Chinese family have this old Chinese family tradition. They have this tradition of checking the date of birth and all this. They call it 八字. So it seems that her 八字 and the father's 八字 clash. So if the father keep her in the family, it will not be good for the father. So the father insisted on giving her away to another family. But her maternal grandmother was against it. So she insisted that the father must keep her, keep the daughter, just keep Auntie Lianhua. So because of that, they quarrel among each other. So until the point that the maternal grandmother said that if you give Auntie Lianhua away, she will go back to China. She won't come back. So because of that, the father gave way. So the father said, okay, I'll keep my daughter. So until 19, when Auntie Lianhua was 19 years old, then the father understand why the maternal grandmom insisted on keeping her in the family. Because at that time, her father became paralyzed and was bedridden, couldn't move and all this. So the family
Sao Sao, huh?
The daughter-in-laws and all this, they actually didn't want to take care of the father. So she became the main person looking after the father. So the father actually regretted and told the maternal grandmom, now he understood why. Then the grandmom, she felt that the grandma actually knew something about this and all this. And she felt that the grandma was actually belongs to the minority. 不是华人, huh? Belongs to a minority. I don't know what kind of minorities are. Okay. Then the grandmom actually, maternal grandmom actually told her when she was young to look after, to look for her master, her teacher, a Buddhist teacher. Because the grandmom actually told her that if she didn't look for her, didn't manage to find her Buddhist teacher, she would die before 50 years old, something like that. Until she found her Buddhist teacher, then she would be able to live longer, something like that. So she believed that actually there's a previous life that causes this thing to happen, so there'll be future lives because of this. Because something happened in the past, that's why it happened in this life. So because something happened in this life, so it will definitely happen in the future in another way. 对吗? 翻译的对不对? 谢谢。
在我50多岁的时候，我有一个肿瘤在我的手，那我以为说，反正我都活不50多岁已经够老了。 那哪里知道看见见到，看苏林博士老林博士，在飞机场那边本来是去甘仁教完了，老林博士就问我给我加持说有这么一个东西，我也不懂，但是他就说问我相信佛吗？我相信，他就可以在飞机场跟我皈依咯，然后我那个飞机场昌烈佛，对。 那我就皈依了，我第二个礼拜，我身上的手上的肿瘤，不知不觉就没有了。本来我这个肿瘤医生说一发作，也是走掉的，但是已经痛了嘞。那一天晚上看见林博士，就给我皈依过后，不知不觉他就不见了，所以这个我就没有讲。 因为自己深信，所以你是相信仁不觉还是相信有来生？我相信有来生，因为我就是有这些因缘在，我就觉得一定有来生，所以我在那个时候起，我就很用心的在学佛，所以我就去读《菩提道次第广论》，到现在。
Oh, then she relayed another incident, when she was 50 plus or 53, then she actually has a tumor. I think it's something like a lump on the hand, but it was diagnosed as a tumor. So, actually it was very painful, start to ache already. And the doctor say if it happened, if it erupts, the whole thing erupts, she would die. But at that time, she actually met this Khensu Rinpoche. Khensu Rinpoche, Sarah J. Khensu Rinpoche, the old one. Kangyuwa, Khensu Rinpoche. That's not the name, it's the title. Kangyuwa is a title, Khensu is also a title. Kangyuwa Khensu Rinpoche, the old one who has passed away. So he met Kangyuwa Khensu Rinpoche at Changi Airport at the age of 53. Then Kangyuwa Rinpoche actually asked him, do you believe in Buddhism? So she noted his answer, she believed. So she was given refuge on the spot. 他应该有跟你吹吹你的肿瘤啊，有没有？啊，有啦，啊，你看，你全部挑的这细节，我帮你想出来。Then I think given her refuge, then I think blow and bless it. So strangely enough, I think her tumor slowly becomes smaller and disappear. Then she actually didn't have to go through any operation or whatever. So because of this incident, dependent rising, that's why she believed that, oh, okay, she believed in Buddhism, she believed that there is a future life, so she started learning Buddhism, started learning Lam Rim. Yeah. That's her life story.
Okay, very good.
Huh? 很好.
So, I mean, this very, very important question to ask oneself. Then, until you get conviction that the future life oneself. Then, of course, then again, if you die, whether you have another human rebirth, exactly like that, or life can be changed. Another big question, can be like human life again, or can be different life, like animal. How it goes? Possible or not? The big question. No? Until you get, oh, is this possible? Then you see conviction, you know, with question, then you get idea, is possible, you know.
所以这是其实是很重要的问题，我们该问自己，如果我们能确信呢？ 自己已经生生生相信了，我们死后会有下一生，有来生的话，这样我们要问的另外一个问题，问自己了，就如果有下一生，我的下一生会是什么样子的？是不是还是一样的，成为这个人跟这一生差不多一样？还是完全不一样？可能会投生到地狱道啊，或者变成恶鬼啊？这个恶鬼啊，不是很恶了，不是很，这个恶鬼是。 怎么讲呢？肚子饿的那个饿，恶鬼，或者你投身为畜生啊，动物啦、飞禽啊、走兽。如果说，下一生我现在是人，下一生变成这种东西啊，变成畜生啊、恶鬼啦、地狱道众生，有可能吗？我有可能会变成那个样子吗？就是我们要问自己，不是讲别人什么时候是问回自己，我怎么样讲？我现在这个样子，下一生会变成什么样子？去想一下。She hopes next life she can. 你的佛是有是佛的面前呢，还是佛在，还是佛不在？又不一样了。佛前，希望我可以出世成为修佛的弟子里面，在佛的跟前呢。
She hope next life she can take rebirth, in the presence of the Buddha, and to practice the Buddha Dharma. In the presence of a Buddha.
Yeah, it's important. Very important wish. Yeah.
这是很重要的，真的，你可以回向的，你可以发愿的。
Yeah, so here again, so this question is important. You know, so how we take rebirth is about that. You need one wish. One is you need the wish. And also you need the karma. When these two come together, then you take the rebirth, you know. Not only wish you can get what you want, you know, but karma is needed, you know. you need karma, you need to wish. You know, that you don't have wish, also difficult. You know, these two is very important. What you want to achieve in future, you know.
你未来你要怎么样成就呢？其实是很重要的一个问题啊。你怎么样成就，在未来得到成就？第一呢，其实你要发愿，就好像安提莲花这样要发愿，然后发这个大愿，将来要怎么讲？做发愿，你还要造下这个善因，就这一生要造下的善因。因为如果没有造下那个业的话，这个业是善业来了，没有造这善因的话，没有加上没有这个愿的话呢，你来生呢就不可能得到你想要得到的成就。所以要发愿，还要去造这个善因，两个配合在一起。
So this is the big question. After we die, whether we take different rebirth, same kind of rebirth continue, you know. Human being die, take rebirth human being, animal die, animal just own rebirth. How many ghosts take their own rebirth? There will be different rebirth. This is a big question, you know.
所以就算我们确定了我们呢、啊、我们自己啊、哦、有来生，这样我们应该问自己，哎，我有来生，这样我下一生，下一生我是人，这生我是人，下生我还会同样成为人吗？或者我现在是人，下一生我会成为动物吗？或者地狱道的众生吗？或者只是人一定投生为人，动物投生为动物，然后呢，恶鬼死掉再投生为恶鬼，地狱道死掉了过后又再投生到地狱道，是不是这样呢？
Okay, so this time, I think asking oneself the question.If you think, then you get the conviction that, oh, possible. Can be take rebirth human being, can be rebirth as an animal. Also myself can be taking rebirth as an animal. Possible is that. You know, if you get that kind of conviction, then it's very, very good, you know.
所以呢，这都是我们可以问自己的。所以你自己呢，可以去想啊，自己可以去看书啊，去翻啊，去找答案，然后问问自己，可能吗？如果我有来生，我这生完了，我这生完了，我现在是人，我这个人完了，死掉了，这样我下一生我会不会可能成为动物，或可能再成为人？有可能从一个道转到另外一道吗？就人变成动物、恶鬼或地狱众生吗？或者人一定要成为人，可能吗？如果可能的话，就表示这一生过后，不肯定哦，可能我会掉下去，变成动物啦，或者变成地狱恶道的众生啦，等等，啊。
So if you have this understanding, good understand, I mean, really some kind of belief, oh, that's possible.For me to take rebirth as human being, or animal, or hungry ghost, or helpings, that's possible is there. You know, if you understand that, then of course, you can imagine if I take rebirth as animal, like the ocean, what she mentioned, you know, big one, eat small one, all this, you know, you can imagine that, so then almost there.Then there's some kind of feeling arise in the mind, you know.
所以我们需要真正的了解，真正了解，哦，就自己里面产生真正的了解。就如果我有来生的话，我这生完了，我现在是人，我的人的寿命活到尽行寿完了死掉的时候，像我下一生有来生，我会不会同样得到这个人的这个寿命吗？这个形象吗？还是我可能投生到变成动物，或者变成恶鬼的众生，或者变成地狱道的众生？如果是可能会掉下去的话，这样我成为动物就可以想象啊。就是刚才安迪在掌中解脱读到的，我投生为动物，投生为大海里面的那条大鱼的话，然后我给千千万万条小鱼咬咬一口，小小一口再咬咬，千万个小口一起咬咬着我的时候，这样的会是怎么样的样子？会是怎么样的情形？
所以我说啊，我们现在叫情修哦， 不要享受啊，不要一直在想吃啊，想扮美美啊，穿美美啊，这样我们要多一点时间，花多一点时间来进修哦，来忏悔念经啊，念咒啊，拜佛供佛啊，供花供灯啊，做多一点善事哦，不然怎么办？我们现在是去投身在三恶道里了，善事做多一点，恶坏恶的断掉它咯，不要做咯。
So on this answer is, so because of this, so we have to practice diligently and cut out on all things that we think we are enjoying, for example, or try to make up, doll up yourself and make sure you look very, very good and pretty every day and try to eat a lot, all the good food and all this. So you should cut down on all this kind of things and practice more. For example, if we can do purification practice, regret what we did wrong in the past, and you try to chant the sutra, try to prostrate, do prostrations, do offerings, and do all the good deeds, and try as much as possible that we can to do all the good deeds, and try to cut down, or try to reduce, or try to abandon all the afflictions.
看多一点生物啊，我们每天早上看多一点生物，可能我们会造好因，造到好的因，造的善因。
看多一点生物、
啊，看多一点生物啊，佛祖啊，佛祖，我们每天对着佛祖看看，每天起身都要来看看。
哦，生物，
啊、生
物
啊，我们要看生物，生物观多一点生物，我们会有善因，造善因。
So she's saying that, so this is what the way we should do, and every morning wake up, you try to look more at the holy objects so they can plant good seeds in you. Yeah.
不然我们是没办法的，要靠自己，要靠自己做善因，断掉那些恶，断恶，造善断恶，不然我们是很难会不多的善恶道的。
So we do all the virtues and abandon all the negativities. Yeah.
So I mean that's wonderful. So I mean, of course, when you have understanding of future life, then of course you really have conviction. There's future life, especially you know oneself. That's future life. You understand then of course. Then you put efforts. To abandon negative karma, to accumulate virtuous karma much as possible, you know, that will engage in daily life like that. It will come, you know.
所以呢，就安提其实做得很好，因为我看就是安提因为他对未来生有一些了解，一定的了解，所以呢，他自己也会这样尽力，这一生的尽力的这样去做，所以呢，他每天都会尽力的去恶积善，好，这是我们每一天都应该做的。
还有一点最重要，要上课，上多点课，要有师父来教导我们，不然我们就惨，要师父来救我们，我们什么都不懂啊，要师父来教我们。
And especially must attend lessons. So attend the lessons from Rinpoche and all this Ken Rinpoche, so to teach us so that we know what it is. So we actually need our teachers to help us.
Okay, so, so like that. So what I'm telling here is many of us, we all believe past life, there's past life, you know.We talk so much, but the question is, you really believe yourself or not? So this is the big question. You know, you really believe, then that time that your practice will start, you know. Until that, of course, the text says the spiritual life, past life, then doesn't make much difference, you know. Your own life like that.
So, you know,整个修行应该是这样的，因为呢，我们这边很多人可能都相信啊，有过去生， 可是我们是真的真的、哦、去相信有过去生，所以有现在生，还有会有未来生吗？因为呢我们可能讲哦，佛经上说什么什么，可是佛经上说是佛经上说的，是别人说的，它不是我们自己的。所以呢佛经上讲说，别人讲说，其实对我们来讲都没有分别的。最重要的是我们自己，我们自己呢心里有没有搞清楚、然后呢有没有这样去思维，然后得到自己的肯定的结论，然后真正的深刻的去相信呢、自己有过去生，所以现在这一生自己还有未来生。当我们完完全全了解明白还有相信的话，这样我们的修行呢才从那一刻才真正开始。
Okay, so, so it's important to、so、get the conviction of the karma, the law of karma, you know, for oneself is extremely important, you know.、
所以对我们自己来说呢，我们真正的得到这个定解的话，相信呢有黑白业诸果，要他们是怎么样操作的话，这样呢，这一点对我们来说是我们修行的开始。
So what I'm saying is, of course we say that past life, future life, we can say that, but how much conviction in your heart, you know, we have, you know, this is important. So therefore, once you have conviction that, then especially yourself, oh, that's, in case I fall down to Lord Ram, you know, you have very good understanding on that, then of course, then you will be a different person.
当然我们都可以用嘴巴讲，哦呀，有过去生，那现在是这一生，未来生怎么样怎样讲，我们嘴巴可以说可能也可以说得很好听，可是我们要问自己，我们自己心里相信吗？我们对这个业果，这个过去生现在生和未来生，我们有没有深信不疑？因为呢如果我们深信不疑的话，我们就可以就知道自己有可能这生过了，也可能掉落到三恶道去。这样，如果我们有这样的觉知的话呢，这样我们就会成为一个很不一样的人。我们会变成一个很不一样的人。
Okay, like that. So I don't know.
Okay, 所以就这么说了哈。
We really have so much conviction in future life.
所以你真的相信有未来生吗？
Definitely. So definite like conviction.
Yes. Must say yes lah, you all. Say yes. 肯定有未来生。
Big question, you know. It's a big question.
这大问题。
We say, but I mean, really, conviction is not easy. So,
okay, 要得到这个，要真的能够深深的相信的话，要深信不疑的话，是不容易的。
So like that. So, so idea is that. So, so then of course, of course, when you talk about negative karma.In this life, we create so many negative karma. You know. so in the Hinayana teaching, so you can see that, you know, when you create heavy negative karma, then it's impossible to purify it. It said in the Hinayana Sutra.So you must experience the result, you know.
根 刚才讲的那个深信不疑其实是很重要的。比如说如果我们造了恶业的话，我们这一生造了很重的恶业的话，根据小圣的经典呢，小圣的经典的教导呢，如果有人造下了重恶业，很重的恶业的话，这是很难去净化，很难去忏悔，完全净化的，所以呢，肯定要受报的。
So like that, but then of course, you look in the Mahayana sutras, that in teaching of the Mahayana sutras, then there's Buddha said, any negative karma, even heaviest negative karma, if you apply the poor power, then able to purify it. You know, you don't need to experience the result of that karma.
可是呢，在大圣的经典里面呢，佛却说呢，如果呢，有人造下了任何深重的恶业，他是可以依靠四力去对治去净化的，所以呢如果能够完全净化的话是不用受报的。
OK, so therefore here so even we create so much negative karma then if you apply the power then Buddha said able to purify it.
所以呢，就算是有人造了很深很重的恶业的话，如果他能够用四力去对治的话，四力法去对治的话，他就能够完全净化他所积累的、所造下的恶业。
Okay, so therefore the poor power here so how to apply, you know, the poor power, I don't know, power of the eradication or regret, I don't know. So, what is that?
Power of regret. Yep. 所以呢，如果我们以四力去对治的话呢，我们怎样运用这四力呢？第一个是拔除力。
So that is when you.
对他的次序了，他次序不大一样啊，这拔除力，你要先发怒忏悔啊，这是拔除力啊。不是，第一个不是对治力。我们可以听给 Kenroom 觉先讲，然后你再问看你的对不对。
OK, so the first is power of the regret. So that means whatever you remember the negative karma you create that day, you know, so like or lying or killing, whatever you've done, you know, so recall that, then knowingthat action is bad, you know. Oh, then also this karma, effect of karma, produce three different type of result in future, you know. So therefore, what I did my action today, or kill, lying, you know, whatever, harsh words, whatever I have done, then feel that, oh, it's not good.I've done not correct, you know, should feel that, you know, regret, you know, or not good, you know, understand that.
第一个力量呢，四力对峙呢，这第一个力量是拔除力。为什么叫拔除力？这样不同的经典有不同的翻译了，有些是忏悔力了，也叫拔除力了，有一个是破坏现行力了，都是同样的东西啊，它指的是同样的东西，这 英文当然英文的翻译也有不同的翻译了。这主要的是，这个力量呢，指的是我们要记得，比如说，因为是这个进化的那个修行是每天都要做的功课，所以我们要记得当天我们所造下的恶的行为啊，比如说呢，我们杀了一个众生等等，我们要回想啊，回忆起哦，当天我们到底是怎样做这个行为的，然后呢，我们要确知啊，确认自己要心里要确认，我们做的个行为呢是错误的，它是一个恶的行为，它是一个不好的行为，然后我们就发怒忏悔。因为呢，我们想到呢，我们会意念起，如果我们造下了这种恶业的话，将来会得到三种果报，会有三样果报。比如说我们做的恶的行为，可能是那一天我们杀了一个众生啊，或者那天呢我们有恶口了，对别人恶言相向。这样我们首先要确认的就是，我们要知道自己做的行为是错误的，然后呢，我们发怒忏悔，这个叫做拔除力。
Okay, so, you know, really feeling, you know, what you have done, you know, is not good, you know, with understanding, you know, because once you create negative karma, you know, the karma increase, then become powerful, then the result of that karma, we have to experience three different types of result of that karma. One is suffering, you know.So, understand, you know, and conviction on that. Then, oh, what I've done is not good, you know. So this should have been from the deep of the heart, you know.
所以呢，我们要对自己的所作所为呢，就是我们所做错的行为呢，我们要确知自己在心里确认，哎，这是错误的。然后呢，因为这是错误的，所以我们已经造了恶业。这造了恶业呢，这个恶业呢，会随着时间呢，不断的一直增长、增长、增长，是不会停下来的。那增长的结果呢，将来会带给我们三种果报，而这三种果报呢，都会让我们感受到痛苦。像如果我们对这样的造业啊，造业有这个信解的话，深信不疑的定解，这样呢，这样我们的心里呢，打从心里就会深深的去忏悔。
可以说 ，so therefore, so first of course, I mean, we did talk a little bit about the karma. So therefore, you know, if we create negative karma, then you have to experience three different results.You know, the karma will increase, you know. If you don't purify, then of course, definitely the result of karma will experience, you know. If you understand all this thing, then even if you create the smallest negative karma, then you're able to feel the regret, you know.
所以我们过去呢 Cameron J 已经跟我们开示过了业果的道理了，就已经讲了一些。所以如果我们造了恶业呢，我明白呢，这个业呢一旦造下呢，业不造不受，造也不失，而且业会增长广大，所以就有这种三个业的那个因果的定律。所以他将来呢就会得到三种果报，可能是现在受呢，或者是未来受呢，或者是不定的接受。所以呢，这个业因为它不断的增长，所以如果你不去净化的话，它就越来越多，越来越多。所以呢，你将来得到的苦的果报呢就会越来越大。我们对这个有深切的信解的话呢，我们就会感到害怕，所以呢，我们就会连最小的罪呢，我们都会去发怒忏悔。
Okay, so then of course, then once you have this strong regret in the heart, then the, what call? Then there's the power of determination. I don't know what to call.Determination or power of turning away from the fault.
Antidote. Antidote first, right? You apply antidote to purify this.
Talking this determination. The idea is that the point is once you have this strong regret, then you have this strong determination. You know, I will not do this negative action anymore in future. You
Okay, because I got it, the order slightly different. You know, then you purify, then you determine not to, so you power of promise.
The promise of power of determination, I just said, yeah.
Okay.有点跳了他的，因为每个经典讲的那个次序不一样，所以呢，这个 Kiram 就讲的次序呢是第二个力量。当你确认呢，这个是不对的话，你就深深起了这个后悔、忏悔的心的话，你就会去起正行，去防护它，永远不再造这样的恶行。所以呢，这个就是第二种力量，叫防护力。
So, you know, I mean, when you see that not good action, then you make this strong regret, then of course. So I teach that after that, then you have strong regret, then you are turning away from this negative action, you know. So I teach that.
所以呢，当你对你所造的恶行呢，深深感到忏悔的时候呢，你就会发起这样的心呢，要远离这样的恶行。
So like that, so I teach that, so making this strong determination oneself, you know, I'm not going to engage this negative karma in future, you know, from your heart, you know, making this strong determination, commitment like that.
所以你呢，就在心里呢，深深的发起这样的愿心，这样的愿力，将来呢，不再造这样同样的恶业。所以呢，你就可以遮防未来。
So this is very helpful, you know. When you have this, you know, then it's very, very powerful in future. Then, you know, you are able to stop, you know, not to engage that kind of negative action.You know, extremely powerful. Still, I mean, there will be happen, but once you have this strong regret, determination, then of course in future, it really helpful not to, you won't engage in that same kind of negative action. You know.
所以呢，这对我们未来呢是很有帮助的。怎么说呢？如果你起了这深重的忏悔心的话，你就发愿呢会远离这个恶行。所以他就会帮助你呢，在未来制止同样的恶行呢再度升起。如果你有真的深深的去忏悔，然后深深的去远离这个恶行的话，像未来当有同样的情况发生的话，他就会帮助你呢不再去造这样的恶业。
So like that, you know, really, you know, this to really coming from the heart, you know, with understanding.You know, again, it's involved the future life, you know, understanding of future life. Then how much you have conviction on the negative karma increasing, three different results would happen, how much conviction you have that in the mind, so that much you have regret. And you have this commitment, you know, not to engage that will happen, you know.
所以呢，我们要打从心底呢，深深的明白，这就和我们明白未来生了。我们要对未来生了，就深深的相信有这样的未来生，这样呢，这个力量呢，才会完全的展现了。如果我们不相信有未来生的话，我们造业就造业了，对吗？所以，因为我们相信有未来生，所以我们知道我们所造的呢是恶业，我们会去忏悔、去发怒的话，要远离这三恶业的话，而且我们知道这个业，如果因为有业未来生，这个业如果就放任它不管的话，它会随着时间不断的增长，它增长的结果就会带来三种。恶的苦的果报的话，像将来怎么受得了呢？因为我们相信有未来生，所以呢，你就深深的忏悔呢，然后远离他，然后发誓在心里发誓呢，我永远不会再造这同样的恶业。这样呢，你这个发怒啊，还有这个怎么讲呢？这个遮止力啊，防护力啊，它才会升起它的力量。
So like that. So I mean, of course, when the harsh words, for example, shouting harsh words, you know, for example, you know, I mean, it's quite easy for us to come out in a harsh word like that, with the anger, you know, then if you remember that, you know, power of the regret and the power of the determination, you know. Then, of course, it's really helpful, you know, in next time you won't do that. You have very powerful this, you know. But mostly we don't have that, you know. So because of that, we do again and again.
所以呢，比如说，举一个例子，比如说我们恶口了，当我们生气的时候呢，我们对于另外一个人呢大喊大叫，这是很容易，我们很多人很容易造作，我们生气，我们觉得我们忍不住了，我们就这样喊出来了。可是呢，如果我们真正的运用着思力去对峙的话，我们真的想到哦，这是不对的，然后呢，我们应该拔除它。就是我们拔出力了，第一个拔出力做得很好的话，然后呢，我们深信业果的道理，然后我们发誓要远离它的话，我们防护力也很好的话，如果我们这个拔出力和防护力都做得很好，我们的这观想、这净化都是强而有力的话，它就能帮助我们了。就在未来同样的情形发生的时候呢，我们就马上能够想到了，他就马上升起他的力量，就防护我们再去造作这样的恶业，我们就不会喊出来了。就表示呢，你其实你这个四力对峙，你的净化这个力量呢是很强、很能有力的。可是我们很多时候都不是这样的，我们四力对峙做的，可是同样的情形发生，我们又重犯了。为什么呢？因为我们的四力对峙是做的不够力量的，啊。
So therefore, upon this good quality there, please bless me always to be careful, you know. So on that, you know, particular, you can understand that.
所以呢，在这个功德本颂里面呢，他就曾经，就是我们要向我们的上师啊，我们的师父祈请什么呢？然后这第四句啊，然后令我时时不放逸。不放逸就是说要很小心看住自己的身口意三门。
OK, so I mean you can try, you know, something we create like harsh word like that. So mostly of course we don't have this regret, immediately we don't be regret because we don't see how, what kind of result, you know, three different type of result you will experience in future. We say but we don't haveUnderstanding in the heart, you know. So because of that, no regret. Keep repeating same thing again and again, you know. So we don't see what's big deal, you know, we don't see that. You know, when you see the point, then you have the really regret and determination, you know.
所以只要举一个例子，比如说我们的那个恶口啊，由恶口所造下的恶业，如果我们真的四力对峙做得好的话，当下次我们生气了去骂别人喊别人的时候呢，我们应该马上当下那一刻呢啊，就升起这个忏悔的心了。可是通常呢，我们都觉得我骂得有道理了的对吗？我们不觉得哎，糟了哈、哦！我不是以前讲过了，我不再造作这个恶业了。我们没有看到的，所以我们已经那在当下的那一刻，我们完完全全忘记了、哦、这个恶口的会带来三种苦的果报。我们当下没有这样的认知，没有这样那个认知觉了。所以呢，我们讲哦，四力对峙很好啊，我什么什么要做、啊，我可以净化。我们只是用这个嘴巴去讲而已，我们真的只是用嘴巴去讲而已。我们的心里呢，没有100%完完全全深信不疑，并且呢起了这个定见。如果我们心里呢已经是100%完完全全明白，完完全全信解的话，我们就不会重复同样的错误了，啊，我们就不会了。所以呢，因为我们不觉得嘛，我们只是这样做，我们觉得哎，我们尽力了。对我来讲，你是100%了，其实不是。你只要懂你100%，就下次同样情形发生的时候，你不会再去操作。因为我们没有这样的定解，所以呢，我们生气的时候讲：“哎呀，不用紧嘛，反正是他不对，又不是我不对。”好，所以呢，我们就没有去 发怒去忏悔，我们的忏悔就没有那么的深，所以呢，我们的发愿力啊，叫永不造作，也就没有那个力量了。
So like that. I mean, same example. I mean, like killing insect or killing cockroach, Killing insect, mosquito or killing cockroach, of course. We don't feel that, you know, a small thing or kill, you know, I mean, we don't feel the regret, you know, and no determination, you know, but because all this, again, we say there's future life, you know, or karma, we believe karma, but actually just the mouth, you know, not really in the heart, you know.
所以呢，当我们比如说我们造作的一些恶业，比如说我们当杀一些小昆虫啊，比如说我们杀害蚊子啊，蟑螂啊，这些小生命，我们不觉得，哎，我们是在造作恶业，我们不会觉得，我们需要发怒忏悔，哦，哎呀，这是不对的哈，这个以后呢，我将来要肯定不再这个杀害他们了，哦，因为那我们在造作的时候，我们都。不会觉得它是有什么不对啊？我们没有想到，哎，有未来生啊，哦，这是有业果的啊，啊，将来要受报的啊。所以当我们讲业果道理，我们在听的时候，我们听啊，很好啊，师父说的对极了啊，这样就可能只是我们嘴巴这样讲。可是呢，我们心里呢，没有完完全全的去内化它，没有完完全全去啊，去思维去分析啊，它的道理。Auntie Ania asks, if let's say we wake up in the morning, then we put our feet down on the floor and crush the ant, so what must we do? 你有看到你踩到蚂蚁也不错了。She say, actually, there are a lot of small insects on the floor and all this. We will definitely step on them. It's just that we didn't see it, that's all.
So like that, of course, I mean, we create because us to survive, of course. There are many sentient beings die along the way, you know, there's no question, yeah, they will die.
当然毫无疑问的，因为我们的生存呢，我们的存在呢，所以使到很多众生呢，失去了性命了。
Okay, so many, of course, when you wake up, of course, some ant.You don't see a small insect, you don't see, you know. Then you just step on the insect and whatever, it will die. You know, the first place, of course, you don't have this killing motivation there, you know. One thing you don't see, one thing you don't have motivation to kill. By the way, it's happened. You know, so... I mean, still create negative karma, but not happiness with the motivation. Yeah.
当然，当你醒来的时候呢，你可能看不到那些小众生啊、小昆虫啊，比如说蚂蚁等等。所以你起来的时候，你应该踩到它们，然后把它们踩死了。可是呢，你并没有这个动机，你没有发心呢，要去杀害这个众生。可是它确实是发生了，所以虽然是造了业，可是那个业呢，并不是那种很深很重的业。
So like that. So, I'm seeing here now. So like that. You know. So I teach that. So, I mean, that is impossible. about every harming other sentient being or for us, impossible, you know. So therefore, so in daily life, of course, along the way, we keep many sentient beings die, and we must pray, you know, do the prayer, you know, every day, Om Mani Padme Hum, you know, it's needed, yeah.
所以呢，有时候是真的是完全不可能的，就完全避免去伤害其他的众生了。哦，所以每一天呢，都会有很多众生啊，小小众生，为什么我们看不到？所以因为我们的存在而死亡了。哦，因为我们生他们就死掉，所以我们可以为他们祈福，我们可以为他们祈祷，念个六字大明咒回向给他们。
So like that. So, I mean, there's many sentient beings die. We have to eat, we have to wear, we have to walk, you know. So, that's impossible to avoid, you know, but they will die. Numbers of sentient beings die because of us. So therefore, always remembering the sentient being kindness is extremely important. So on top of that, you make strong prayer, you know. Any sentient being who die because of me, you know, then may they have good rebirth, you know, to the Om Mani Padme Hum, then dedicate like that, you know, to this help.
所以呢，很多众生呢，每天都会死亡，可能是被其他众生吃掉了，就我们吃东西了，每天吃东西了，我们穿的啦，我们的日常的用的东西了，都会导致其他众生的死亡，这是不可避免的。所以呢，我们应该知道呢，有无数的众生呢，因为我们而死亡。所以我们要记得这些众生的对我们的恩惠。所以当我们在做我们的功课的时候呢，我们在做回向的时候，我们就可以回想，因我。 因我而死的每个众生呢，我把我的所积累的功德呢回向给他们，让他们能够得到好的来生。这样呢，你也可以念诵六字大明咒，然后把六字大明咒的功德呢回向给他们。
Okay, like that. Then of course, if possible, then of course always motivation. You know, always motivate. You know, whatever you do when you are eating, so. I'm going to have other sentient beings, thereby I need to eat. So I need to have other sentient beings, thereby wearing, walking, everything like that, with the motivation of compassion, you know. And then, very helpful, you know.
所以呢，因为众生对于我们的恩情是很大的，所以如果每天能够的话呢，我每天都应该检查一下我们的发心，我们的心里究竟在想什么，我们的动机是怎么样的。所以呢，我们都要调整，在做任何东西的时候调整我们的起心动念，然后调整我们的动机啊，不论我们在做什么，比如说我们在吃东西的时候啦，我们在做工的时候啦，走路的时候啦，等等等等啊，这样呢，我们都应该想哈。 我应该为了一些众生，利益一些众生呢，所以我现在做这样的东西，所以把它融入我们的发心里，把这慈悲的发大大慈大悲这个心呢，融入我们每天的每一样东西当中。
So like that, then of course the idea is that, you know, so engage in virtues, you know. So that's the, then of course after that, the power of the
所以呢，接下来我们就可以讲第三力，讲四力对治，对吗？所以第一个是拔除力，刚才讲又讲了防护力，现在我们要讲的是对治力，真正的去对治，怎么对治呢？
So, in the Lamrim, also in other texts also, they mention power of the remedies. There's six different types.
像在菩提道次第里面呢，还有其他的那个经典里面，他有讲到对治力呢，一共有六种，有六种方法。
So the first one, depending on the power, depending on the Purport Sutra.
第一个呢，就是依止甚深经典。
So that is about, you know, I mean, there's so many different sutra, you know, spoken by Buddha. So reading this all-powerful sutra, the perfection of wisdom sutra, or any other sutra, you know. So one is that, to reach that, you know.
佛陀开示的经典呢有很多很多，因为是佛讲的话，所以它是非常有力量的，所以呢我们可以念诵这些佛的经典。
Also read, then think, contemplate, not like that.
然后呢我们可以意念呢我们所念的这经典的思维呢我们念的经典的意思。
So like that, so this time, so reading different type of sutra and think the meaning, thinking the meaning of the sutra like that. So that's very powerful, you know, to purify negative karma.
很好听的音乐，所以呢，我们可以念诵的不同的经啊，佛经啊，经文，然后呢，去思维佛经里面的意思，这样它会达到一个净化的效果。
So then second is in interest in emptiness, yeah.
第二个方法呢是依止啊，去甚解空性。
Okay, so understanding of emptiness, you know, then having some, you know, good understanding of emptiness, or believing on emptiness, or emptiness is something interesting, no.So like that.
这个依解，这个甚解空性呢，就是我们要明白空性智慧的道理，或者相信的空性啊，对一个空性呢，是觉得这个哎，空性这个话题是很有趣的啊，就要去了解的。
Then the third one dependent on the recitation, so that means, you know, reciting different mantras.Such as Vajrasattva mantra, you know.
第三种方法的对治力可以是依止念诵哦，依念诵力。比如说呢，念诵不同的咒语啊，念诵这个金刚萨陀的白字明咒啊等等。
So like that, you know. Then thinking Vajrasattva, then apply the full power, then recite Vajrasattva mantra like that also.If you do correctly, then of course you're able to purify it, you know, all of negative karma like that.
当然我们讲这个念诵，这个念依止念诵呢，当然我们要做观想，要观想金刚萨陀，然后呢，然后你就去念诵金刚萨陀的那个咒语啊，然后的放射光芒，这些全部都要做齐啊，这样就运用。我们这边学的四力啊，全部四力都运用到完。这样，如果你做的是如理的话呢，你就能够完全净化你的业障。
Okay, then I think number four, dependent upon the images.
第四个对治方法呢，是依止形象，就佛菩萨的形象。
So that means making like either drawing Buddha's image or making Buddha's statue or, you know, so like that. So those are also very powerful to purify negative karma, accumulate merit like that.
这依止形象指的是佛菩萨的像啊，可能是他的画像啊，他的雕像啊等等哦。我们依止这些画像、雕像来净化。
So then, number fifth, dependent upon the worship or make offering.
第五种方法呢是依供养啊，就是供养佛菩萨。
Okay, so so I just that you're not making offering to the Buddha Dhamma and Sangha like that. So.
就是供养佛、供养这个三宝哦，也可以达到净化的效果。
So then that I think number six, dependent on the names. So that means like.Reciting different Buddha's name, you know, like 35 Buddha's name, then the seven medicine Buddha, you know, or there's many different Buddha's name like that, so, you know, reciting the name of the Buddha like that.
所以呢，第六种方法呢是依止名号，这佛菩萨他们的弘名啊，他们的名号，比如呢，你诵持啊三十五佛的名号，或者诵持七个药师佛的名号。
Okay, so this is mentioned in the Lamrim, so the six, you know, so power of the remedies, you know, so with regret, determination, you know, then.Also, you apply this, applying the remedies, you know, the six, whatever, you know, we can so apply that. So then it's very, very powerful to purify negative karma and create the marriage.
所以呢，这就是菩提道次第所教的方法呢，就是我们呢，我们先运用拔除力的忏悔发怒啊，我们所做的恶行啊，然后呢，我们要运用第二个力量，就防护力啊，就是发誓啊，远离不造作同样恶业。但同样的，我们要对我们所造下的恶业呢进行净化，所以呢，就有了第三力，就对治力，就运用这六种方法，你可以选任何其中一个方法呢，来净化你所积累的业障。
So like that, so this the power like that. Then the then there's the another the number four is power the foundation. I don't know how to translate it. A foundation.
所以第四个力量呢，就是依止力。依止力是依止什么呢
？So that is that means you know, so going rapish, you know, going rapish.The Buddha Dhamma and Sangha, and also then cultivating the Bodhicitta mind, you know.
这第四个力量呢，讲的是依止力，当然就是依止三宝，所以呢，就是要修皈依，依止佛法僧三宝作为我们的修行的对象，然后呢，还要发菩提心，所以呢，知道三宝的功德呢，至诚皈依。
So here again, Amen.When you talk about creating negative karma, you know, without related with the refuge object, we related with the sentient beings, we create the karma. Depend on that, this truth, then we create negative karma, you know, based on that. So then, so therefore, when you take refuge, you know, then very helpful, you don't create negative karma.You're able to purify it. Then you have strong, this developing bodhicitta mind. Then you don't create negative karma, relate with the sentient beings. Not only that, then also you're able to purify negative karma, you know.
为什么我们讲这个依止力呢？因为这个依止力，通常我们造恶业啊，我们造恶业的对象啊，都是我们的皈依境，就佛法僧三宝嘛。不是佛法三僧宝呢，这样我们造恶业的对象呢，就是众生。所以它有两个对境，一个就是我们造恶业的对境呢，是我们的皈依境或者是众生。所以呢，我们运用这个依止力的时候呢，当我们想我们要修皈依，我们皈依佛法僧，这样它就净化了我们对皈依境所造下的恶业。这样同时呢，我们也发起这个菩提心，这菩提心的对象是每一个众生，所以它也净化了我们对众生造下的恶业。
So here, so the point is that as she was asking question, so what we should do? We create so much negative karma.The answer is this, you know, so purified, you know, with these six as mentioned, six remedies mentioned in the Lamrim, whichever we can manage, you know, engage these six remedies in daily life much as possible.
所以呢，刚才呢，安迪阿妞问的问题，就是我们造了这么多的恶业，我们该怎么做？所以呢，我们就可以用这个四力对治法来来修行。这样呢，这个我们可以运用的四力对治法里面的这个对治力所讲的六种方法，也就是菩提道次第所讲的六种的对治的方法呢，每天呢都去尽力的去做，去净化，去忏悔。
Oh, like that, I don't know the Karana Kutu.
So, today just 讲完了. So, we completed today.
Complete. Complete the small scope. Okay, next time we do the middle scope.
所以呢，我们的下士道，如果我们根据那个宗喀巴大师的分法，就是下士道、中士道和上士道，我们已经完全讲完了下士道的修行了。
Okay, all what goes all and accumulates all the virtues did. You know, that's the last sentence there. After there is the small scope. Then after that, seeking samsaric pleasure is the door of suffering. From there, I think, to go to the middle scope. I think,
yeah, middle scope already.
Yeah.
所以你要看看你的功德本颂哦，前面那四句，从唯愿加持令我先善见于诸功德等等等等等等，讲到中恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。这四个偈颂呢，讲的是下士道的修行，就是根据宗喀巴大师三主要道的分法，这个是下士道的修行。
So like that, I mean, that's maybe this helpful. I don't know. So one thing is there's one what call? I mean, there's one great lama. Rinpoche call, I don't know, there's one Rinpoche, I don't know, in Kadamba's time. So then he was, I think somebody who checked the hand, you know. There's one Lamas, uh-huh. In Kadamba's time, he went to check somebody, to check his hand. Hand, palm.
Yeah.
He went to see someone, show his palm to read, you know. So then this guy or this man told him, you have only pure air to live, you know.
Oh, 就有就上师刚才讲了，刚才跟大家讲了这么多，不知对大家有没有用。所以他讲以前有一个很伟大的喇嘛，这个人不知叫什么名啊，我不知道了。没有听到啊，最后他就有一个人，他就去看他是吗？这样就看他，就跟他讲哦，你还有几年可以活，就说你的寿命还剩下几年呢、啊？然后你就拜拜了啦。
So then because of that, you know, then he want to practice Dharma, you know, he want to practice Dharma. Then he want to go to the Tibet place to up.Go to the center Tibet in Lhasa, you know, from his home to there. He want to go there, you know, to learn the Dharma and practice Dharma. So on the way, then he met one great Lama. Then he said to him, you know, I have method for you, you know, to clear your obstacle, you know. Then this great Lama told him, you know, practice.Do this Tara practice, then you are able to clear your life obstacle, you know.
这样的，因为呢，他给人家看了他的掌了，手掌的看命啊，看掌，就讲他只剩下几年的寿命，所以呢，他就讲哦，现在呢，因为我只剩下几年时间，我要赶快去修行佛法了，所以呢，他就出发要到拉萨，要到西藏的中部，就拉萨这个地方。中部，这样他途中呢，他出发了，他走，途中他会看到一个伟大的喇嘛，这个喇嘛就跟他讲，其实呢，我有一个方法能够去除你的障碍，所以他就教他修这个度母，去除他的短寿的障碍。
So then the Lama asked him to do the practice and to retreat, you know, stay one place and to practice, you know.So he did that. Then after that, he able to, the Tara able to talk to him. You know, then Tara said, you will live up to 60 years, you know. He's, I don't, that time how old he is, I don't know, but Tara told him, you are able to live 60 years like that, you know.
这样呢，他就去修了了。这样呢，根据这个喇嘛的指示呢，他就来到一个地方呢，他就闭关啊，闭关就修这个度母法。这样修，要修到呢，他能够见到度母，然后度母跟他讲话，然后度母跟他讲，你可以活到60岁。
So like that, then after 60 years, then he requests to Tara, you know, how long, you know, I will stay like that then.Then Tara replied to this person, you know, build or make Tara statue. If we make that, then maybe you will live another 10 years, you know. So like that. Then he did, you know, he didn't make a statue, but he did the painting, you know.The Tanka, like that painting on the Tara. So then, because of that, you know, he is able to live up to 70 years like that.
所以当他的60岁寿命要完的时候呢，他又向杜母祈求了，就说我还可以多活吗？这样杜母就回答了，如果呢你造了我的形象，就杜母的形象，你可以就做一个杜母的像了，你可以多活10年。这样呢，他其实并没有去造这个像，可是他画，他把杜母的画出一个杜母的像，好像唐卡一样画了一幅杜母的唐卡。这样因为这样呢，所以他就活到了70岁。
So then like that. So after that, again he make prayer to Tara. Then how long you stay like that? Then Tara said, you make my statue. You know, then you live another 10 years like that. So then he make the real statue, you know, to make the statue of the Tara.So because of that, he able to live, I think, another 80 years, another 10 years, so he become 80 years.
所以他70岁到的时候呢，他会向杜母祈求了，他讲，我可以活多久呢？这样，这杜母呢又回答了，如果你造我的形象，造这个佛像、杜母像的话，不是画了，是造那个像的话、塑像的话，你可以多活10年。这次他就真的造了一个杜母的佛像，这个是佛像，真的佛像。所以因为这样呢，他多活了10年，所以他活到80岁。
So then, same thing after 8 years, again he requests to Tara like that. Then Tara say, yeah, if you make Tara statue, then you live long time, you know, quite long like that. So then where he sit in his room, you know, where he's sitting on the wall, in front of his wall, then he make big painting, you know, drawing of Tara like that. Then because of that, he said he,Live up to 95 years like that.
这样80岁寿命到的时候，他会向杜母祈求了，他讲：“我可以活多久呢？”这时杜母又告诉他了：“如果你照我的形象的话，你可以活得很长啊，活得很长很长。”所以呢，在他的修行的地方啊，他坐的地方啊，他不是有一堵墙呢？那个墙，他就在墙上呢画了。绘制了
绘制了这个杜母的形象，因为这样的缘故呢，这样的缘起呢，所以他活到了95岁。
So like that, so that, like that. So what I'm saying is, you know, so making Buddha's image, you know, or drawing Buddha's image, or painting Buddha's image, you have so much accumulate so much merit. You know, it's mentioned in the sutra also. Each atom at the painting, each atom.And the statue, so that much merit you accumulate. So that much you experience in the future, you know. Like you will enjoy, you know, like the wealth of the returning king, you know, like that.
所以这个 Kimji 要告诉我们的是造佛的各种形象啊，无论是彩绘啊，是绘画出来的，或者真的去造那个塑像的话呢，我们所积累的福德呢是很大很大的。这个彩绘啊，佛形象的那形象的每一粒分子啊，每一粒个微尘种啊，的那个功德，你可以得到啊同样的果报的福德啊，所以你所能。未来生所能享受到的福德，就好像啊转轮圣王一般。
So like that, so you know, so therefore, as I think I mentioned before, so like making Buddha's image or making stupas, you know, I mean those are very very powerful, you know, to create merit, you know.
所以呢，上师说他也曾经开示过，就是若造佛的形象啊，或彩绘佛像啊，或者造的佛塔，我们所积累的福德是很大很大的。
So I mentioned, you know, so like stupa, you know, bigger of course than more merit. Bigger the stupa you build, you get more merit. You know, so that.Bigger the stupa, well, many other sentient beings able to see, and able to create merit, able to do circumvolution. Many people attract, you know, with the stupa like that. So this all people create merit. So because of that, you create also merit, because you are the one who did the stupa. So you can imagine, you know, how much merit you create, you know.
所以呢，佛塔越大，这个所积累的福德就越大。因为呢，佛塔越大的话，更多的众生可以看得到。更多的众生看得到的话，他们就会去那边绕佛塔啊，他们被去吸引过去啊。所以呢，每个人呢都造了很大的福德，对吗？因为那绕佛了，看到了，吸引了，全部都有福德。可是他们所造的福德，是因为啊，这个佛塔是你有份去建造的，所以你可以想想，你所积累的那个福德是多么的大，多么的不可思议了。
Okay, so I mean, you are, because of that, you have many sentient beings like that, you know. Does any sentient being who see the stupa or who talk about the stupa, who do circumvolution around the stupa, or who make offering to stupa?And you are the one who did, you know, you are the, what called? You are the what? You are the source of all other sentient being happiness, you know.
始作俑者。
所以你可以看看的，可以想象到，因为你造这个佛塔，所以你可以帮助了这么多的众生，无量无边的众生。因为任何众生看到这个佛塔，我在那边谈论这个佛塔，心里所升起的这个敬仰的心，然后他去绕佛塔，去做供养啊，做各种的佛法事业，都是因这个佛法而起。所以他们都可以，这些众生都会积了很大很大无边无广大无边的福德。可是呢，这广大无边的福德是因为有人造这个塔。如果这塔是你去造的话，你所积累的福报呢就不可思议了。
OK, 啊、huh?
？So we should build a stupa.
Of course. All right. So I mean, that's the. I mean, you really believe on that? Then of course, wherever you have opportunity, you know, building the statue or building stupa. You know, even if you are able to offer one brick to the stupa, you know, that's wonderful. You know, your contribution is in there.
所以呢，当然，如果我们有机会的话呢，我们也深信这个业果，深信这个道理的话呢，像我们有机会的话，我们就应该去造佛的形象啊！你看这些形象，或去造佛塔了、啊。因为呢，所积累功德，因为你有份参与嘛，你有出力啊，或出钱啊等等，所以呢，你也那个功德也有算你的那一份。
So same thing, not the print. I mean, there's many things, not like printing sutra like that. You know that.Making offering, whatever, you know, whatever their opportunity, then if you can engage that together, then it's very, very powerful, you know.
所以如果有机会的话，比如说印刷这些经书啊，或者有什么供养啊，或者有什么机会的话呢，我们都应该呢，有机会有能力，我们都应该参与，这样我们就可以为自己呢积累这个福报。
Okay, that's also complete. Finally, we complete this small scope. Okay.
So, 今天我们就把下士道圆满了，哦，讲完了。所以下个星期是10:30。Next week, 10:30 in the morning. 所以现在我们就做回向 dedication.
Yeah.
好。请拿这本大的法本32面，回向，愿你此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切30善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家，下个星期10:30见。